What's up, everybody? Colonel Corey coming at you for episode 48 of Popcorn Talk, my daily podcast where I document my career as a content creator to you. So I wanted to start by acknowledging, you know, I missed a podcast yesterday. I totally forgot about it until I was streaming. I started streaming and I was like, oh my God, I was supposed to do a podcast and I had totally forgotten. But basically what happened is I got off work and then I was like, you know, I'm going to go out and search for some Pokemon cards, went to a few different stores and got home a little later than usual and it just totally slipped my mind. But is what it is. I've become very invested in searching. Like I'm like, I want to go out after work and hit a couple stores and see what's up. You know, hit some stores I didn't hit yesterday because it's like, I've joined Discord groups, I've joined Reddit groups or Reddit threads, and I'm like trying to learn as much, but I'm trying to get as many sources of like I joined a Reddit group where they basically post deals like, oh, this place has this in stock, this place has this in stock, you can get this. And then I've joined Reddit groups where people are like, oh, you know, they're restocking at my Walmart here in Florida, so they might be restocking at your Walmart. And then, you know, it just really makes me mad because I'm sitting here at work and I'm like, man, I really want to go out because I know by the time I get off work and I go look, like everything that I'm looking for is probably going to be gone. But is what it is. Pre-ordered a few things. I think I've gotten to the point now where I'm trying to like double up on everything. And I'm trying to like anything I buy, I'm trying to buy two of. And I went to like a Walgreens yesterday, saw a few things I hadn't seen before. I saw two things, like a double booster pack I hadn't seen before, and then a tin I hadn't seen before, and then I was actually, like, now that I think back, I'm like, man, maybe I should have, like, bought everything they had about, because they had a bunch of stuff that I was very interested in, and, you know, I might go back at some point and get it, just because it's, like, I'm just trying to build up, more and more Pokemon cards and have as many as I can, but I'm just gonna have to get on my grind on the weekend and either get on eBay, start selling some stuff, just, clear up some space, and but I think I'm gonna go hard in this Pokemon stuff, you know, from the cards and to gaming and all my Pokemon content. I don't want to say it's blowing up, but my TikTok has gotten like 10 new followers in the past couple days, and what I have done, you know, I haven't even gone crazy with the posting. So I started this randomizer Nuzlocke of Pokemon Platinum, if you don't know. That's kind of what I'm going to be streaming from now on, you know? I started streaming last night. I started streaming it the other night. Posted a video, posted a clip of just my starters. And that got, 4,000 views on TikTok. So there's potential there, you know? I don't think a lot of people are posting Pokemon gameplay on TikTok. And I think, I know of two. I know of two big people, but I haven't seen any smaller creators like myself doing it as well. So I think Pokemon content is going to be my move. And I was actually looking, I'm in a Facebook group as well for Pokemon. And I saw someone post, you know, how Logan Paul is kind of now posting about Pokemon cards and how, like, you know, there are bigger people with bigger followings posting about Pokemon cards that are going to draw people into it. But he posted a thing about, you know, a Gyarados. He posted a video of all these Pokemon cards he had bought that were like OG Pokemon cards, like that are worth, you know, probably hundreds if not thousands of dollars generally. And I saw one and I was like, oh, I was like, you know, I saw that same card on Facebook for a reasonable price that's like in my price range. And so I'm thinking, you know, might go and buy that, because, you know, if this guy who's a big influencer has one, I think the price just generally goes up. So that's kind of my thought. We'll see, you know, it's going to be over $100 on a single card if I buy it, but nothing's set in stone yet. I'm just kind of thinking aloud, but I'm going to go, you know, today, make some more Pokemon content, keep up. My goal is to upload videos from my Nuzlocke, and then, you know, I got to work it into a YouTube video, and then I have to do some other stuff for like to make the Twitch more aesthetically pleasing, because right now I just have a lot of black space on my stream. And I want to have, like, okay, so people can see what my party looks like, people can see this, and people can see, like, aside from my webcam, a chat box, and the game, I want people to also see, I want people to see, like, who my Pokemon that I'm rolling with are and everything. So, hope you enjoyed. I'll talk to everyone tomorrow, hopefully. Peace.